Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Exodus 34:6. Moses has gone into the mountain to receive the law from God. As God speaks to Moses, he declares his absolute authority with his declaration as the Lord God. Centuries later, the prophet would declare to this same nation, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I guided thee, though thou hast not known me. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Isaiah 45:5-6. These people would know God as merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. This is the Lord God that his people would know throughout all generations. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, Ephesians 2:4. Mercy is the bestowal of pity upon a soul in need. God has the adequate resources to bestow mercy, for he is the Lord God. His mercy is not limited. The mercy of God is the avenue of our salvation, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Titus 3:5-7. Without the mercy of God, humanity stands condemned, and without hope, destined to eternal death. But the Lord God is merciful and abundant in mercy. By the mercy of God, peace is the abiding calm in the heart. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace on them and mercy and the Israel of God. Galatians 6:16. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord, 1 Timothy 1:2. Grace allows the lawbreaker into covenant relationship with God, while mercy is bestowed upon those who are in distress, thus bringing the blessing of peace. Only the forgiven are blessed with mercy. God has manifested a feeling of kindness and compassion toward us because we are weak and frail in this world, always in need of his concern and care. Because God is merciful, we can offer ourselves unto him in sacrificial service. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12:1. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.